ग्लानिर्भवति भारत। अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे, शम्भवामि युगे युगे। हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामै केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्नथा।
Good morning and welcome to our weekly Krishna Conscious Radio Show. Wishing you a very happy and prosperous day. We invite you all to visit the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Revived Highway, also known as Highway 28. The prayers there in the temple starts every morning from 4:30 with Mangal Aarti. Then there is Lord Singar Aarti at 7 o'clock and the Darshan is closed from 1 to 4 p.m. after the midday Bhoga Aarti. The Darshan then reopens at 4 p.m. followed by Sandhya Aarti at 7 and the temple closes for the day with the evening Aarti at 9 p.m. Every Sunday, there is a special public program called Sunday Love Feast, which starts with Kirt at 12 o'clock. The midday Aarti of their lordships is held at 12:30 and from 1 o'clock there is a discourse based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, after which we practice Japa meditation for a while, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the program ends with a love feast at 2:30. All of you, along with you, family and friends, please come along and visit their lordship Sri Radha Giridhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and Gauri Nitai and get their blessings by listening to their holy teachings and honoring Mahaprasad, and get yourself and your friends blessed.
And now let's hear His Holiness Radhanath Swami about the nature of material existence in two-part series.
And Krishna says, by not hearing me and perceiving life not through my words but through your own conceptions and your own ego, you will be lost. What does it mean that we will be lost? It means we lose our eternal. We lose consciousness of our eternal identity and the ultimate ecstasy that is waiting for us within our own hearts. So the obstacles that come before us in this world, they have been created by the Supreme Lord to help us to more intensely purify our lives. So we should welcome them. And whether you welcome them or not, you will be forced by the laws of nature to face so many obstacles in life. What is the difference between a devotee and a materialistic person? Not necessarily that one faces obstacles and one doesn't, or that one suffers and one doesn't. The difference is in bearing the sufferings and obstacles of this world. A materialist is simply implicating himself and incriminating himself in more future sufferings. And a devotee in every situation of life, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, success or failure, a devotee turns to Krishna. And in turning to Krishna, in remembering Krishna, Queen Kunti said, we never have to see the face of death again. We come closer to the eternal truth and the pleasure that every living being is seeking. So whatever we do, Krishna explains in Gita, we should do it in this divine consciousness. Yad karoshi yad ashnasi, yad duhoshi tapasya. And how to do everything in this divine consciousness? It is actually very simple. We have to associate with people who are striving for that consciousness. And as far as possible, in our own social lives, we have to avoid the association of those people who are living contrary to this consciousness. Which means we must regularly come to the satsang, where sincere, honest people are coming together to hear the glories of the Lord and to chant His holy names. Krishna explains in Gita, Evam parampara praptam idam rajashayapitu. That if you want to really receive Krishna's mercy, we must hear from those who are humbly serving the previous acharyas and delivering the message. Sanatana Dharma, real religion, cannot be created within our minds or interpreted with our own intelligence. When we come in the association of such people who are receiving and living by the simple message of devotion to God, it makes our spiritual life easy, but it must be done regularly. Because what you associate with, you become like that. The Prabhupada used to say, if you put an iron rod in fire, it becomes hot like fire. If you put an iron rod in ice, it becomes cold as ice. So many wonderful arrangements. You just take them all away. In material existence, any moment things fall down. Confirmation of what we're saying. They work so hard, these things are falling and breaking. Nobody plans these things. The nature of this world. Of course, with some intelligent management, it can be avoided to some extent, but not for very long. And by living a pure life, according to the Gita, according to the Bhagavatam, if we want to cultivate our spiritual sentiments, we have to avoid those activities which further pollute our consciousness. And the most severe of all activities that are contrary to any spiritual development is intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, and cruelty toward others, which includes eating of meat. If we just live a pious and pure life by following these four principles, associate with wonderful devotees, come together with them, hear the glories of the Lord, share your lives with pure people, and chant the holy names of the Lord. Spiritual life becomes easy. Not only easy, but joyful. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who according to the Srimad Bhagavat, the Mahabharat, Bharat, and various other scriptures, they prophesize, Vishnavarnam Tasa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparash Jagyai Sankirtanaparayai Yajantehi Shuma. That the Yuga Avatar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will establish the Yuga Dharma, the simple sublime process of how anyone and everyone can perfect their lives in a blissful spiritual consciousness in this age of Kali Yuga. It is said that Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Kalera dosa nide rajan asti heka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajait. People are so spiritually lazy. They're so inclined toward material life. There's so much pollution in the minds. And there's so much rampant materialism and sense gratification all around us. But Kali Yuga, there's one benediction. It's simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, we can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this process. How we can all perfect our lives and we can be blissful and joyful in any situation by just keeping the association of pious and pure-hearted devotees, by coming together with them regularly and enjoying the beautiful Sankirtan of the Holy Name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. one who humbly chants the holy name of the Lord and who offers his life under any condition with humble devotion, that person achieves the ultimate perfection of life. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Navadvip, so many devotees and so many, everybody, he was just giving love of Krishna too freely. If they just reciprocated a little with him by humbly serving the devotees and chanting the holy names. There was one native of Navadvip who was so extremely pure, poor. He was pure and poor. Those words are very similar. Pure and poor. He was actually poverty-stricken. He had nothing. In fact, he was a beggar. Here in Bombay, you know, whether you walk or whether you drive, so many beggars come. And you know how most people treat beggars. They treat them like useless. They don't even treat them like human beings. That is part of the life of a beggar. This particular devotee was a beggar. His name was Shuklambar Brahmachari. And he had torn, tattered clothes. He really had nothing. But he had a little cloth bag, an old, tattered cloth bag. And he would wear it around his shoulder. And every morning he would go out door to door to beg. He would go to every single house. Didn't matter who it was. He'd go to the rich people, he'd go to the middle class, and he would even go to the places where people were in great poverty and go to each of their little torn up huts. And he would beg for something, for some food. But as he'd be going door to door begging, he was constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna. And tears of love would be flowing from his beautiful eyes. And at the end of the day, whatever little he collected, in which he had to bear so many insults and so many misuses, he would take that and he would offer it to Krishna with great love and devotion. And then he would take that prasad to maintain his life. So one day, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was having wonderful kirtan in the house of Shivas, and he was fulfilling devotees' desires. So Shuklambar Brahmachari, he was there, and as everyone was very joyfully dancing and chanting the holy names, Shuklambar Brahmachari also, he began to dance so blissfully. He was just dancing, so carefree. He was just so joyful. And everyone was just watching him with great wonder. Here was a man who was living in such poverty, but he never experienced the chills or the pains of poverty. Never, not even once, in his mind or his body. Why? Because he wasn't looking for pleasure through his mind or body. He was looking for pleasure in Krishna. So he was always finding the ultimate ecstasy of life and chanting Krishna's holy name. So on this particular day, he was so happy. We find big chairmen of massive corporations, kings, prime ministers, congressmen, MPs, big powerful people, rich people, gangsters. There are so many things like this. Are they blissful? Are they dancing in ecstasy? Most of the time, they're miserably trying to figure out all the complications that they've created in their own lives. Rio! But it doesn't mean you cannot be a big chairman of a corporation or an industrialist or a politician. You can be any of these things. Arjuna was a warrior. The most unlikely profession. to be a saintly person. And he was thinking, I should give up my duty and live a peaceful life. And Krishna told him, no, you must perform your duty. But you don't just perform it, you do it in divine consciousness. There is a misconception, all pervading in this great land of India, where people think that Bhagavad Gita's conclusion is you just do your work without attachment. You just do your work honestly, and that is Sanatan Dharma. Nowhere do we find such a philosophy. In fact, Krishna says, Jagyaratat kamanon yatra lokomam karma bandana taratam karma kunteya mukta sangha samachara. Work done should be a sacrifice to the Lord. If it's done for any other reason, however honest and well it is only a cause of bondage. Because there's something called honor amongst thieves. Everything belongs to Krishna, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Unless you're doing everything in respect to Krishna's service, you're a thief. Thieves could come together and be honest amongst each other, but they still have the money that they've robbed from the bank. And when the policemen come in and say, you are arrested, they say, no, no, we are dividing it honestly amongst ourselves. They will say, it is not yours to honestly divide, it is the bank's. Everything is the property of Krishna. We can make all our moral laws in this world and live by them. And certainly that's good from the point of view of you will not have too much material suffering, as if you're dishonest. But in the ultimate truth, unless we are offering everything through our consciousness in harmony and devotion to God, it's all stealing, everything we do. Even if we have high and big position, if we have divine consciousness, the consciousness that is taught to us in the Bhagavad Gita, we can live in this world like a lotus flower in a muddy pond of water. We are not touched by the dirt. We can be ever blissful. Whether we're a beggar in the street or whether we're a king in a palace, it makes no difference. It is a question of our consciousness. Real wealth is in remembrance of God and pure devotion, bhakti. The wealth of this world is an illusion. If you have bhakti, you use your wealth for good purpose, for God's service, and you'll be blissful. If you have nothing, if you have that bhakti, you will be blissful. You have everything. So Suklambhav Ramachari, he had nothing. Nobody in Navadvip even recognized him as being a saintly person, except a few rare souls. They just thought he was a beggar. But yet he was dancing so blissfully while everyone was chanting the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya, he called him over. And when Suklambhav Brahmachari came before Lord Chaitanya, he said that you are my servant. Birth after birth, you have come before me as a beggar. Previously, you took the form of Sudama, and you visited me in Dwarka. At that time, you were emaciated due to starvation. You had nothing, but I forcibly stole from you that little packet of chipped rice. And I ate it with great pleasure. My great pleasure is to simply take whatever offering that you have for me. Then Lord Chaitanya forcibly reached in Suklambhav Brahmachari's torn up cloth bag, and he took handfuls of husked rice, dirty rice with all chips and husks on it, what a beggar would get. Usually people don't give beggars the best they have. They give them what they don't want. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to eat those chips of husked rice. And as he was chewing on it, he was feeling great ecstasy. And Suklambhav Brahmachari said, my dear Lord, please do not eat this. This is not fit for you. This rice still has its shells and all little chips all over. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied as he was smiling, chewing the rice. He said, taking the husked, chipped rice of my devotee tastes like the sweetest nectar to me. But I will never accept even nectar from someone who has no devotion. In his previous incarnation, He accepted simple bananas from the house of Vidura, but he rejected the wonderful feast of Duryodhana because he had no devotion. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta trayachchati. Whatever we offer with Krishna, even if it be a leaf, a flower, a little water, if it is offered with devotion, he will accept it with great pleasure. And if you water the root of the tree, the whole tree is satisfied. Krishna says in Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mat sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. That I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, they will worship me with all their hearts. If you water the root of the tree, every part is satisfied. If we please Krishna, our life is perfect. That is all that is required. Lord Chaitanya was pleased because Suklambar Brahmachari, he was giving him every day in his offering the broken pieces of rice, which is all he had. And when the devotees saw this and heard the words of Lord Chaitanya, they all began to weep and cry and roll in the ground in great pleasure. Never have we seen the Lord show such intimate and sweet mercy to anyone. You know, according to the Shastras, if you want to offer something to God, you have to chant all sorts of mantras and mudras. Otherwise, the Lord does not accept. But all these rituals are really meant for those who have little or no devotion. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this wonderful incident, showed that for those who have pure devotion, they transcend all rules and regulations as far as the rituals of the Vedas. They have understood the essence to offer with love. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in exchange for these broken pieces of poor man's rice, he offered Suklambar Brahmachari a benediction. He said, today I grant you eternal loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! This is divine consciousness. To always remember Krishna. And whether we're of one occupation as a housewife or a husband, doesn't matter. Perform your work in this divine consciousness. Associate with devotees. Live a pure life and chant the holy name. After Lord Chaitanya gave this benediction to Suklambar Brahmachari, all the devotees became so happy, they began to jump joyfully, raising their arms and very loudly having nice kirtan, chanting the holy name. Holy name is the most powerful and wonderful of all medicines. If we take it regularly, then all of the anartas, all of the unwanted desires of the heart are removed. Keto darpanam arjanam bhavamahadvagni nirvapanam sreya kairava chandrakavataranam vijyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pratipadam punamritashvadanam sarvatmasna param param jayate sri krishna sankirtanam. All the desires of our heart are completely fulfilled through the process of developing love of God by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. In this age of Kali, there is no other ritual, there is no other sacrifice, there is no other religious process necessary. Simply humble service to the Lord and his devotees and the chanting of the holy names. So let us take this wonderful opportunity. And it's the chanting of the names in Sankirtan is so unifying. Most families, how often do they really enjoy doing something together? This is something of past ages. Now everybody's so engrossed with their televisions. They don't even interact. They all have their own ideas. They all have their own friends. But if you look around tonight, You see the husband, you see the wife, you see sometimes the grandparents, you see the children of all ages, teenagers, little boys and little girls, and they're all smiling, waiting for the beautiful kirtan where they could chant and dance together. People of all castes, people of all nationalities, people of all income categories, people of all ages, of all educational qualifications, all these egoistic designations dissolve when we raise our arms and loudly chant the holy names. By the chanting of Krishna's name, our own heart and soul is unified with Krishna. And our family, as we chant together, our whole family is ecstatically, blissfully united. The whole society and the whole world. The only true hope of unity is when we all come together to chant the holy names.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.